Oh, that sounds loud, doesn't it?
You know, when I was a little boy, I never came up to the front row in conferences for Sunday school because I was afraid. But you don't have to sit back. You can come on up if you want to, if you're sitting back. But I understand if you're afraid. I'm afraid even right now being up here, even though I'm grown up. Well, let's start this morning with singing some songs. You know, just before we sing, I'd like to look to the Lord and ask His help for this Sunday school. And one little story to tell you, and then we'll sing some hymns. You know, there's a man back in home in Vestal, gathered to the Lord's name, and he wasn't saved until he was in college. And he was going to be an engineer and working hard at college, and he got saved. And he came out to meeting, and he was gathered to the Lord's name. And in that meeting, there weren't really any little children, or if there were, there wasn't a Sunday school. And he never sang some of the songs we sing in Sunday school. And he thought, those are for children. He only had sung hymns out of the Little Flock hymn book. And he said, I came to a conference, and he said they had a Sunday school, and the children were singing those hymns. And he said, I looked around, and there were old people singing away, all ages. And he said, it made those children's songs special in my eyes. And he's loved them ever since. Now, I know most of the children's songs are on the back page, but if you have one from your Sunday school book from meeting back home that you would like to sing, we'll try and sing it. I think most of them we know by memory. And if I can't start it, maybe somebody here can. But who has one we'd like to sing? 44. Into a tent where a gypsy boy lay, dying alone at the close of the day. News of salvation we carried, said he. Nobody ever has told it to me.
Story repeat o'er and o'er.
us another one.
Number
47. 47? That's a nice one. We sang that last night, and I really enjoyed it, and I was hoping someone would give it out again this morning. I like this one. When he cometh to make up his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels, his loved and his own, like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine in his beauty, bright gems for his crown. He will gather the gems for his kingdom, all the saved ones, all the bright ones, his loved and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine in his beauty, bright gems for his crown. Little children, who love their Redeemer, are the jewels, precious jewels, his loved and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine in his beauty, bright gems for his crown. We'll sing a couple more. One more, I'll pick somebody. And one more I'd like to give out. What would you like to sing? Number 40. Jesus loves me, this I know. You know, I heard a story from a man at work who was a Christian. And he had heard an old servant of the Lord who was way up in years. I think he was 80s perhaps. Some time ago he told me the story. So I don't remember this man's name, but he had stood up in front of a large crowd of young men who wanted to serve the Lord in some way or another, and he was going to give them a little word of encouragement. And he said, you know, I divided my life into three sections. 20 years, he said, I spent as a missionary. 20 years, he said, I spent studying the Word of God. And 20 years, he had gone around as a servant of the Lord trying to encourage the Lord's people. And he said, the greatest thing I've learned is this. You know, and all those young men, they leaned forward. They said, what great thing is he going to tell us that he learned after all those years? He said, Jesus loves me, this I know. And so this song always reminds me of that story. Because the love of the Lord Jesus, we read in Ephesians, passes what we can understand. Our hearts take it in. We can't all get it in our heads, but our hearts take it in. So let's sing this song. We can think about how much the Lord Jesus loved us, that he gave himself on Calvary's cross for us. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes. loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He who died, heaven's gate to open wide, He will wash away my sin. Let a little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, though I'm bad, and He waits to make me glad, waits to fold me in His arm, keeps me safe from every harm. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me still. When I'm very weak and ill, from His shining home on high, He will watch me where I lie. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He will stay close beside me. Trust Him, should I die, He will take me home on high. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Well, while we were singing, I decided the song that I had in mind maybe we'll save for the end to have a little song to close with. I'd like to open my Bible, and you can open yours, to an account in the Gospel of Mark. And I think this is a story that probably each one of you know, and I've enjoyed many times in the past, and I'd like to go over it again this morning. Mark chapter 11. We're going to start with verse 1. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem unto Bethany and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, He, that is the Lord Jesus, sendeth forth two of His disciples. And He saith unto them, Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him. And if any man say unto you,
Why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in a place where two ways met, and they loose him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, What do ye loosing the colt? And they said unto them, Even as Jesus commanded. And they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off trees and strawed them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. So the Lord Jesus was going to go into the city of Jerusalem. And in the Old Testament, in the prophets, it had foretold how the Lord was going to come, according to God's word, into Jerusalem on this colt. In the prophet Zechariah, it spoke of it. And so now the Lord was going to fulfill that prophecy. And he sent his two of his disciples to this place where this colt was tied. The Lord knew where this little donkey's colt was. And the Lord knew he was tied up. And he sent these two disciples to fetch that little colt that he was going to ride into Jerusalem. The Lord had need of that little colt. Now I want to ask the children here, you know, I've never owned a donkey. That's what this animal was, a little donkey. I've never owned one. I've never owned a horse. We've had some pigs and some chickens. But did anybody here ever have a horse or a donkey? Anybody? How about, oh, Mr. Watmo has?
My brother had a horse.
Oh, your brother had a horse. Anybody out there that's not sitting up front? Did you? You have a horse? You do too? Yeah? I always wanted one, you know, when I was little. My sisters really did too. They're beautiful animals. Well, this isn't exactly a horse, but it's similar. It was a donkey. And what are donkeys known for? Being stubborn, right? Being stubborn. That's what we think of when we think of a donkey. They don't want to go the way you would like them to go. Horses probably go a lot easier, I think, than a donkey. Do you know that the scripture says each one of us, really, as we're born in this world, are just like little donkeys? I want to turn to a scripture in Job. Book of Job. Chapter 11, I believe it is. You know, before I read this verse, there was another man I know who was an engineer on a big construction project where they were building a dam and pouring lots of concrete. There were big, rough men that worked there. And this man was a Christian, is a Christian. And his wife had a baby. And he didn't say anything to those big, rough construction guys. He thought, they're not interested in little babies. But they found out. And they said, they came in and they said, Mr. Conrad, we heard. How come you didn't tell us? We want to know all the details. You know how moms are when a baby's born? They tell you how many pounds it weighed, how long it was, what time it was born. These big, rough men, they wanted to know all the details. And so they made Mr. Conrad put it on a chalkboard in the construction trailer. He wrote it up there, and then underneath he wrote this verse we're going to read. Job 11 and verse 12. For vain man would be wise, though man be born like a wild ass's colt. Wild donkey. Wild donkey's colt. Not a tame donkey's colt, a wild donkey's colt. A donkey that always did what it wanted to do, and now it's had a little colt. The colt's just going to be like its mother. Wants to do just what it wants to do. Doesn't want anybody telling it what to do. Wild ass's colt. Everyone born into this world is like that wild donkey. That's why the donkey in our story in Mark was tied up. If it wasn't tied up, it'd just go where it wanted to go. Just run away. Do what it wanted to do. That's what we are inside when we're born in this world. We just want what we want. We just want to do what we want to do. And nobody to tell us different. You know, that's sin. That's really just what sin is. It's, I want to do what I want to do, and I don't want God to tell me anything. I don't even want to think about that God might want me to do something different than I want to do. Don't even want to think about it. That's sin. That's what sin is inside. We can't go to heaven with that sin. No. I want to read another verse in Exodus about little donkeys. Exodus 34. Exodus 34, verse 20. Now this is a scripture that would give instructions to someone who lived in the land of Israel, an Israelite, in the Old Testament days, what should happen if they had a donkey and it had its first baby colt. What they were to do when that baby colt was born. But the firstling, that's the firstborn one, first baby, of an ass, thou shalt redeem with a lamb. Donkeys were unclean animals in the Old Testament. They were unclean animals. And if someone had a donkey and it had a little baby colt and they were going to keep